Welcome back to the Midday Mingle, brought to you by Triple H and Studio Arts. Studio Arts is a non-for-profit organisation that provides creative programs for people with disabilities. We have a huge show on today. We have a cooking with pickles.
What are we cooking today, pickles?
Oh, spicy, curry, and
we have Ben in now.
History with Ben.
We have our topic of the day, talking about the Easter show. We have a wisdom with Camilla.
The Oracle always feels smarter after that one.
We have an Are You Serious with our good friend David.
And we'd like to thank CBF for their ongoing support of the Midday Mingle. Thank you very much. And Ham, now you're back. Ham, welcome back. You haven't been here in a while.
Yes.
You've just had surgery on your knee.
Yes.
Well, should we get into the show? Huge show coming
yes.
up.
Yes. Here we go, guys. Woo!
You funny?
Hi, you're listening to the silky sounds of Hamish from Studio Arts.
You sound like John Laws.
Get in the scum bucket.
Now it's time for Are You Serious, where we find out who's funnier, David Harris or Siri.
The bunny go for holiday.
Where do Easter bunnies go for a holiday? Any ideas?
Easter show?
Easter show?
On the field.
On the field? Where are we thinking? Where are we thinking? Go for it, David. We can't.
Easter Island.
Easter Island. Huh? Is that a good place to go? Better than Manus? No. Definitely offended someone there. That's all right. Hey, now, David, we're going to find out who's funnier, David Harris or Siri. All right?
Hey, Siri, tell me a joke.
Where do boats go when they feel sick? To the dock.
Where do boats go when they feel sick? To the dock. To the dock. Huh? All right, so that's both pretty good jokes. Hands up if you think.
David Harris.
Okay, a few hands up. Hands up.
Hands up for Siri.
This might be the first week ever that Siri has defeated the one and only David Harris.
Yes.
Is that true?
In like what, 7 years?
Wow, David has been defeated, everybody. Now, all right, settle down, Ash. You're meant to be friends, okay? We don't want to hurt his feelings. But hey, David, you have had a good run. What do you think about Siri finally beating you?
7.5 years.
How does it make you feel?
Amazing.
It's unbelievable that Siri just beat David Harris.
Normally, she doesn't understand.
Doesn't understand, does it? And like, it's like. It's almost like, you know, when you have AI beating like a chess master, you know, it's that kind of shock. Oh, no, it did it. David, bound to happen. And guess what? Sometimes losing is good. You learn from losing, don't you, Mark?
Of course you do,
he said. Okay? So you got to learn, got to educate yourself, and losing... I reckon you're going to come up with the best joke that you've ever even told next week. So look out for that one. Stay tuned. Midday Mingle right here on Triple H. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Oh, cooking with pickles.
Ha ha!
Cooking with Pickles.
That's what we're doing. Pickles, what do you got for us today, please?
Indian butter chicken.
You had that today, Ben?
Not today.
Did you have it yesterday?
I've had it in the past, yes.
From Pickles?
No.
Well, you've got to try Pickles' recipe. Pickles, let's have it.
Cup plain yogurt, lemon juice, turmeric, masala, chili powder, pepper, ground cumin, freshly grated ginger, garlic, and chicken thigh.
Chicken thigh, beautiful. Does that sound good, Camilla?
Yes, good.
Would you eat a butter chicken? If I was to find a chicken and then just smear it all with butter, would you just eat it?
Well, not with feathers on. Yeah, yeah. We'd have to, like, take the feathers out and then...
You'd want to pluck a duck?
Yeah.
Okay. No, well, there's a few more ingredients in there. You've got the yogurt,
yeah.
You know, that's to break down the proteins, I guess, of the chicken.
Yeah.
You know, and the lemon juice does the same, sort of tenderizes the chicken. Is that when you're marinating it with some spices?
Yes.
Yep. And you've got the ginger garlic paste. That's classic in Indian. Now, Pickles, you do a lot of cooking right here at Studio Arts. Studio Arts is...
a not-for-profit organisation for people with disabilities to participate in creative programs.
And one of them is cooking. We've got music. We've got podcasts. This is the Midday Mingle podcasting group. We've got dance. We've got lots of programs here. One of them is cooking. How often do you cook, Pickles?
I...
at Studio Arts?
Yes.
Yeah?
Thursday, and I do Thursdays. Cook at home.
And you do cook
half at home. Day on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and butter chicken is one of those favourite things that
the
you...
the best ones.
Okay, so that's beautiful. So you put down the ginger garlic paste, some spices in, those spices. You got the turmeric, you got the cumin.
Yep.
And then is it like a tomato passata in there as well?
It's got masala.
Yep.
If not, I can do like it's got tandoori paste if you want.
Tandoori paste, okay, right.
And that the yogurt on top.
Maybe we can put the recipe up on our website, Studio Arts. Google that.
Hi, I'm Sarah from Studio Arts, and you're listening to Triple H.
And good morning. Welcome here back to the Studio Arts podcast.
Morning or afternoon? I think it's just actually, clicked on 12.
Oh, has it? Actually,
on this Friday,
right,
Midday
it
Mingle.
It has actually, yeah, you're right, you're 100% correct.
We are called the Midday Mingle. We are from...
Studio Arts, which is a non-profit organisation, people that basically runs day programs, people with disabilities, which is a very important thing.
So Exactamundo. One of those programs is podcasting, studio streamers, right here. And we are talking about the Easter show because it is the season.
Of the Easter show.
Uh-huh. Yes. And chocolate.
Along with Easter. Yes, it is.
What else do you associate with Easter? Hot cross buns?
Yes, hot cross buns.
What else?
What kind of flavour do you associate?
Rides, Pluto perhaps.
Alcohol as well?
Yeah.
So you've all mentioned the thing that it's actually not about.
The death of Jesus?
No, the Easter show.
Yeah, an Easter show,
the
Ben.
The Easter show.
That's more like a different sort of topic we'll talk
the
about.
Easter show.
Oh, and that... and
it's a famous
and
event
what
that
you
happens.
Just mentioned. But we're talking about the Easter show here. Now, who's been to the Easter show already?
I've been there once.
Yeah,
once
I've
I went
been
there
already.
Years ago. Once.
Hang on. This year? Or it's only just started, right?
It started about, would have been, I don't know, probably like 20, 30 years
now,
ago, more than that.
Oh, okay. But
it's
wow.
been going on
and
for a long time.
It started not at Homebush. I think it was at Moore Park originally, wasn't it?
Actually, yeah, it was actually at Moore
at
Park.
The showgrounds.
You're right, it was
there.
Actually at Moore Park.
Now,
that's right, I went Moore Park.
Will, you were telling us that you've just been to the Easter show.
Yes, I went to the Easter show.
How was it?
It was good, actually. They realized that they had three new rides there, which is really good. But although they say Easter show is a very expensive place to go to.
It is, yeah. The price for the tickets, along with entry as well, and also food and beverage there as well. You have to basically pay for.
So what
for
are we looking at here? How much is an entry ticket to the Easter show?
It really depends on, like, how much you pay for it.
Depends on how much you... So, if you don't sneak in, it may cost something.
Yes, it may.
And if they say it's $20, you may also give them $100. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
How much did you give them, Will?
About $20.
Okay, $20. So are we fair to say that the it's a standard price of about $20?
I would say now the economy has stabilized.
I'm reading it right now. Actually, I'm reading it. So it says here, family ticket to two adults, two children, $130. Adult ticket, $45. Child, $28. Concession, $34. And PWD, $28.
Did you just go around on your knees and go wah wah goo and pretend and you're a child?
You know, like try to go through as a child.
I think that's how
would you end
got
up
that
maybe like
ticket?
Slapping the ticket out of someone's hand. Will, is that what you did?
That's insane.
So there we go. $45 bucks for an adult ticket, is it? $45 schmackaroonies.
Yeah, $45, which is pretty expensive for an adult ticket.
To go, you know, see a bit of wood chopping. See some animals and things like that. What do you do at the Easter show, Will?
Oh, at the Easter show, I watch the wood chopping. I watch the fireworks. I feed the animals, get the show bags, and yeah, go on the rides.
I guess that one of the things is, you know, it ain't $45 because you end up spending a heap of money for the rides and, you know, you need to buy a big fluffy teddy bear. You have to have a Dagwood dog. You know, that's mandatory.
Now, my question is...
You won't get allowed in if you don't buy, like, some
fairy floss. Now, my question is, so we're going on a ride, so do you have to pay separate for that or is that just all paid for? Because it's been a while since I last went.
I think it's separate unless you have coupons.
You have to pay for that too?
Hang but the do you? The free stuff are the V8 Commodores and stuff, the show in the Coliseum type thing, and the motorbikes, they're all free.
Fireworks?
Yeah. Well, the fireworks, because kind of they're in the sky, and you can't really pay for what's in the sky.
So if you're caught staring at the fireworks, someone's not going to come up to you and say, hey, that's $35 for looking at them.
No.
They're free. That's even if you're outside the Easter show and you see the fireworks, it is free.
Yes.
So there's a little tip. If you don't want a $45 entry fee, just stand outside the Easter show, look at the fireworks, they're free. And, you know, maybe even I'll come along and chop a bit of wood and, you know, you can just pay me a couple of bucks.
Yeah, maybe.
And say, look,
you know, why not?
You know, I'll bring a pet goat and say, you can pat it. You know, $3. Well, yeah. I'll meet you on the outside area and there we go. That's your cheap version of the Easter show that we'll provide here.
Yes.
Okay.
Unlike you, Mr. Will, it's probably going to end up probably going there, maybe trying to cause a bit of havoc, you know, isn't that right, Will, huh?
But it seems like you did it the right... So if you're paying $45, it sounds like you need to get your money's worth. You need to go to those free events.
Yeah.
You need to see the veggies.
Yeah, you got to like at least see like all, you know, I'm at the shows and the animals, everything. You got to...
Woolworth's vegetable stand or whatever it is.
Yep, and... my uncle used to go there and sell his wool. So you can see you know, auctions of the wool going on.
You can also look at the poultry and the pigeons. They're well bred. You know, you can get white doves and things and you can look at them. That's peaceful.
Yeah, go see the poultry or just go to the... Woolworths fresh food aisle and see it there. Up to you. No matter what you... Now, Dave, are you going to go to the Easter show this year?
No, be gone. It's too much to organize.
Too much to organize.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is out west, isn't it? Sort of in the homebush area.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Not too hard to get to. You can even get a ferry there.
You can
actually,
you can, which is pretty simple.
Yeah.
You can also catch a train.
You can get the river cat, maybe.
There's a metro train also just like down towards the back end. You can basically catch a train, just walk your
and
way.
And I believe they're seeing a new wave pool that's opened up in the area that you can surf, you know.
I think
it's all happening out there. But not as much as Hornsby.
Nah,
right here at
not.
Studio Arts in Hornsby.
Yeah,
Now, guys, thank you very much. I'm sure there's some Easter show festivities in Hornsby, yeah, you know, aren't there?
Fingers crossed. Hopefully, yeah. Maybe later in the future.
I mean, we're not sure. Yeah,
yeah, you know, we have to find out. Hopefully, one day. But for me, look,
maybe a reenactment.
Look, fingers crossed. Next year, I might pop in, maybe to the Easter show, maybe again. You know, it's been over 10 years since I've last gone, so it's been a while. So you know,
all right, beautiful.
All good, you know. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys, and thanks again for listening. You know, very nice.
Cheers, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Hey, dog, what you doing on my bed? I got company coming round instead. Go to the pound of a lost and found. I got a girl coming round, 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 round. Come on. Hey, dog, get off my bed. Full of biscuit crumbs if you wanna get fed. Go to the pound or the lost and found. I got a girl coming round, 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 round.
Wisdom with Camilla. Camilla, what have we got today? The Oracle speaks. We listen.
Still waters run deep.
Still waters run deep. That's deep.
Nice one.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
What do you make of that? Still waters run deep.
I don't know.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Maybe something that's that looks placid on the outside, you know, just kind of nice and calm. It has a lot of depth. You know, the quiet person in the corner. Don't misjudge them. They could be interesting. I mean, probably not, but they could be. You know. Thanks, Camilla.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Jackie.
The Oracle, everybody.
Yeah, Oracle.
The Oracle. Does it again. Does it again.
Good day, this is Lachlan Jensen from Studio Arts and listen to Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
So far so trash. Yeah!
History is cruel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, we were cruel. We've got better, haven't we? As a society, as a civilization, don't you think we've got better?
That's a debatable thing. We're going to always continue to be cruel because if you think about it, we all have the capacity to kill if we desire to kill.
And, can't forget that, can we? Okay? Yeah. It's in the human DNA.
Yeah, it's in the human DNA.
But, you know, that sort of Easter time now, we're pretty civilized. We've got rid of the crucifixions, and now we've just put on a show with rides and fairy floss.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're going to give us a little bit of a rundown on the crucifixion, history of the crucifixion. Oh, my gosh. Let's see how this one goes.
So, about the first century BC, right, they were the first, 10,000 people got crucified. In about
10,000 people, like all up, or in the first year?
In 70 AD.
Okay.
70 BC.
Okay.
They got crucified because of Spartacus, right? So Spartacus, I am Spartacus. No, I am Spartacus. Yeah,
and
no,
he was Roman.
That guy. Yeah, he was a Thracian slave, who escaped from a gladiatorial school, and was chased around by a Roman legion for a number of days. To make an example of Spartacus, a lot of that number of people were hung up along the Via Appia in Rome, and how they were hung up is basically you're nailed to the cross so that your heart is constricted and your rib, well, when the cross falls, your ribs are crushed and you basically die. It's horrible, but it's a reality of crucifixion.
So Spartacus was a slave.
Yeah.
From where?
From Thrace in Greece.
From Greece. So, is the whole "I am Spartacus"? No, I'm Spartacus. Was that everyone trying to not get him crucified?
Or it's an invention.
Okay.
It's an invention. So.
Okay. But he was crucified on the cross.
He was crucified.
Okay, along with 10,000 others.
Yes.
Around that time, AD. So there we go, a bit of a history. So this is History with Ben. Ben and Now.
Yeah.
He is our local history buff. Thank you, Ben. Now, isn't it, that used to happen. Gruesome, horrible, torturous events. Now we just chuck a cross on our buns and eat it for breakfast. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a really bizarre.
What a turn!
But that's how we are. We always remember, you know.
Got to remember history.
How it works. I mean, yeah. But that's the whole thing, and the reason Jesus was crucified was because he was a political activist, basically. So if you read Jesus 1991, it basically said that he was a activist, right? And his mother actually kicked him out of the house because she didn't want his activism in his house.
Mm.
So he went with Peter and stuff. Now,
whether or not they existed or not, that's to be debated. But there are a lot of people with the name Jesus at that time, right? So the first century AD is a very large time. So he dies in AD 33. So he's only 30 years old if he existed, which is a bit depressing.
Did these political activists back then have, like, you know, nose rings and tattoos and things? Or like, did Jesus...
So tattooing in a ancient sense is a very old practice, and it is connected to slavery. So he wouldn't have had tattoos at that point, but...
Rings? Were rings common?
Rings are a lot more common.
Okay.
Herod the Great, for instance, would have had a lot of rings, although he died before Jesus was born.
Beautiful. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Can we give Ben a round of applause, guys? Golf clap.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy that. It's a bit of a hard subject, but, you know, you've got to broach these things.
That's the world.
Broach these things. That's the world. The world is cruel. Uh-huh. The world will continue to be.
Just goes like to show how, you know, much we've progressed. It's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Well, some places.
Hornsby's fine, isn't it?
Hornsby's going all right.
It's not necessarily fact, but that's an opinion.
Thanks, Ben.
This is Josh from Studio Arts. You're listening to Triple H.
Wow, what a great show. Did you have fun today, Christian?
Yes, I did. I loved the whole yelling segment. That was actually really good. Very very enjoyable indeed.
It's a whole thing, isn't it?
Pretty much. Yeah, always getting yelled at, you know, no matter what.
By me, Christian. Yeah.
Are we going to do it again next week, Alicia?
Yes, you'll be getting yelled next week.
Should we come back again, David?
Yeah.
Yes.
David says yes, we should come back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Triple H, for listening to us.
Studio Arts is a not-for-profit organization that provides creative programs for people with disabilities. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
You can subscribe to the Studio Streamers on iTunes or SoundCloud. Or you can listen at studioarts.org.au/Studio Streamers.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
So far, so trash. Yeah.